The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. The more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. If God be for us, who can be against us? No one. In the gospel, Jesus made a shocking statement. "Do not think I have come to bring peace," rather, division. How can the Prince of Peace speak like this? What prompted him to speak like this? You know, even the tongue and the teeth, sometimes they have conflict. You know, sometimes you're eating, you bite your tongue, you know. Yet there is a synergy between them, the teeth and the tongue. So conflict must exist. We cannot run away from it. There must be conflict. But what was Jesus actually telling us? Values. We come up against values, other values. If you are for Christ, there are values attached to it. And those who do not reckon with you will come up against you. It could be in families. It could be in your workplace. It could be anywhere. So Jesus was already giving us a hint of what we're going to experience as Christians. It's not going to be easy. He does not promise us a smooth sail, rather a safe landing. Serving the Lord, being a disciple of Christ, does not insulate us from pain, from opposition, from suffering. Rather, he prepares us ahead of time so we may take cover, we may gain strength, gain wisdom of heart. There are a lot of people being persecuted today. Some people you know, some you may not know, a lot because of the sake of Christ. The antiphon to the Gospel acclamation says, "Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." You know, the famous Psalm 23, verse 4 tells us, "Even though I walk in the valley, in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are there with your rod and your staff. They comfort me." He does not abandon us. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4 says the same. In our affliction, God does not abandon us. He is there with us so we can, in turn, comfort others. Am I in a position whereby I am doubting God's mercies? I am doubting God's love? He has already warned us. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be an easy sail, but he promises us a safe landing. May nothing deter us from serving the Lord, from holding on to the Lord. You know, today we celebrate the first Native American blessed, Kateri de Kakwitha. She lived in Quebec. She was called blessed in 1980 and canonized in 2012 by Pope Benedict XVI. What an example. She lived an austere life, an austere life. Even in suffering, she never gave up. If God be for us, who can be against us? No one.